Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Note Investing Made Easier, How to Buy and Profit from Distress Mortgages is a practical nonfiction guide to real estate note investing by Martin Saenz. The book focuses on the market for distressed mortgage notes, showing readers how debt secured by real property can be purchased, evaluated, and turned into returns. Rather than presenting note investing as a shortcut, it frames the field as a specialized business that rewards process, discipline, and access to deal flow. Saenz positions the book for readers who may be new to this niche, as well as those already familiar with real estate, who want an alternative to direct property ownership. The central purpose is instructional to explain the mechanics of buying distressed notes, understanding risk, and building a portfolio approach that can smooth out uncertainty. The book also reflects the author's experience as an investor and fund manager, which gives it an applied, market-facing perspective instead of a purely theoretical one. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, distressed mortgage notes as an investable real estate debt market. The book's core premise is that distressed mortgage notes can be treated as a distinct asset class within real estate investing. Instead of buying houses or apartments, the investor buys the debt secured by property, which creates a different set of opportunities and risks. This matters because note investing changes the source of value profit, depends less on renovation, leasing, or tenant management, and more on pricing the note correctly. Understanding borrower behavior and recognizing the collateral behind the loan. Saenz presents this market as accessible to newcomers, but only if they learn its structure. That framing helps readers see why note investing is not simply another form of real estate speculation. It requires familiarity with loan terms, default situations, and the difference between performing and non-performing assets. By introducing distressed mortgages in this way, the book gives the reader a conceptual map for entering a market that is often overlooked by traditional real estate investors. Secondly, why deal flow matters more than cash or cash flow. A recurring idea in the book is that deal flow is the true engine of note investing. This is an important distinction because many investors think financial strength alone determines returns. Saenz argues instead that consistent access to viable notes is what allows the business to work. In practice, this means the investor must build relationships, identify sources, and develop a repeatable pipeline of opportunities. Without that pipeline, even a well-capitalized buyer cannot reliably deploy money into attractive transactions. The emphasis on deal flow also explains why note investing is partly a sourcing business. A good note investor needs to know where notes are sold, how those markets operate, and how to distinguish worthwhile opportunities from weak ones. This topic is central to the book because it shifts the reader's attention from passive capital to active market participation. The message is that note investing is not only about having funds available. It is about creating the conditions that let those funds be used effectively and repeatedly. Thirdly, a portfolio approach is needed to manage uncertainty in note outcomes. The book highlights portfolio thinking as a necessary response to the uncertainty built into distressed mortgage investing. Individual notes can vary widely in outcome, and a single purchase may not tell the full story of the market. Saenz suggests that investors should not judge the strategy by one deal, because a portfolio helps average out gains and losses over time. This is a practical risk management principle rather than a marketing slogan. Distressed notes may resolve through repayment, modification, foreclosure, or other paths, and each path carries different timelines and returns. By spreading capital across multiple notes, the investor reduces dependence on any one borrower, property, or legal outcome. This idea also implies a more business-like mindset. Success comes from managing a collection of opportunities rather than hunting for one perfect transaction. The portfolio approach is one of the book's most important contributions because it acknowledges uncertainty honestly while still showing how investors can work within it rationally. Fourthly, systematic evaluation turns a steep learning curve into an investable process. Another major strength of the book is its emphasis on process. Distressed mortgage investing can appear intimidating because it combines real estate, finance, legal considerations, and market pricing. Saenz addresses that steep learning curve by presenting note investing as something that can be learned through methodical steps rather than intuition alone. The reader is encouraged to understand how to assess a note, think about its underlying collateral, and evaluate whether the numbers justify the purchase. This process orientation is important because it separates disciplined investors from casual observers. In a market where mistakes can be expensive, having a structured way to screen opportunities is essential. The book appears designed to reduce confusion by giving readers a framework they can apply repeatedly. That makes it especially useful for beginners who need more than inspiration. They need a way to move from interest to action without relying on guesswork. The result is a guide that tries to translate a complex niche into a manageable business practice. Lastly, applied guidance grounded in the author's investing experience. The book stands out because it is shaped by the author's experience as a real estate note investor and fund manager. That background matters because the subject is highly practical and depends on market familiarity rather than abstract theory. Saenz's perspective gives the book credibility in areas such as sourcing, evaluation, and the realities of working in distressed debt markets. Readers are not simply told that note investing exists. They are shown why it can function as a business and what kind of mindset it requires. The practical orientation is also reflected in the book's broad audience, which ranges from first-time investors to people with real estate experience who want to expand into notes. This makes the work different from general personal finance books or broad real estate manuals. Its value lies in specialization. It focuses on one niche, explains how that niche operates, and presents a pathway for participation that is grounded in lived industry practice rather than generalized advice. In conclusion, Note Investing Made Easier is best suited for readers who want a focused introduction to distressed mortgage investing and who are willing to learn a specialized segment of real estate finance. It will be especially useful for beginners looking for a structured entry point, real estate investors interested in diversifying beyond property ownership, and readers who want to understand how debt secured by real estate can generate returns. The book's practical benefit is that it turns an unfamiliar and often intimidating niche into something that can be approached systematically, with attention to sourcing, evaluation, portfolio thinking, and risk. Its intellectual value lies in showing that note investing is not just a variation of house flipping or landlord investing, but a separate market with its own logic. Compared with many real estate books, it is narrower in scope but stronger in specificity. That specialization is what makes it stand out. It does not try to cover everything, but instead explains one strategy in enough detail to make the business model understandable. For readers seeking an applied guide to distressed mortgage notes, that focus is the book's main advantage. If you would like to support Martin Saenz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.